for 25 years. Nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right, they've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god, and now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the great wizard, to totally bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why the kit has shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors, to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can...
if he's interested.
Yeah, he's interested in that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. Disco, take it away. Boom.
We got two topics this week. One you want to talk about. One that I pursed this on the internet, and I thought it'd be interesting because it's a this was a very heated moment on ESPN. Now, ESPN, like, if you notice lately that ESPN's getting a lot of criticism for, like, they're kind of going woke and stuff the past few years and stuff. They'd be more socially conscious, you know, like when I think it started
100%.
With the Kaepernick thing, I think kind of ignited the thing, and they saw,
right,
this is something we can invest in because it's a polarizing issues, get ratings, right? And I definitely think they've embraced this, right? So recently, on First Take, they've Stephen Smith and JJ Redick and Kendrick Perkins are on the show. Now, Kendrick Perkins previously on that show.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay, had made it. Well,
what you're talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
Great. Okay, but pull your mic down.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, for the people that don't, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so play that clip, Joe, the first click of Kendrick Perkins, which kind of caused JJ Redick to respond to this, right? Can I want to get your take on this because I think it's absurd.
Why didn't he never bring up this in particular subject? Three guys that won the MVP that wasn't top 10 in scoring. Do you know who those three guys were?
Who were they?
Steve Nash, Jokic, and Dirk Nowitzki. No. What do those guys have in common? I'll let it sit there and marinate. You think about it. Now, here's the thing. Why didn't he never bring up?
Okay. All right. So he's made the comment that basically, also I've heard that that the reason those guys got the MVPs is because they're white, okay,
right,
and that 80% of the people that vote for the NBA MVP are white and they're and like this racism comes into play, okay. So JJ Redick had heard this, and when he came on the show, he responded,
"It is an honor to be on this desk every day. It really is." But what we've just witnessed is the problem with this show, where we create narratives that do not exist in reality. The implication, what you are implying, that the white voters that vote on NBA are racist. They favor white people. You just said that. Yes, you did. That is exactly what you implied, Kendrick Perkins. That is exactly what you implied. Secondly, hold on.
I did not call. I stated the facts. And you're not about to sit up.
We all know what you implied the other day. We all know what you implied this time.
Hold on. Watch Stephen Smith there.
It's the facts.
It isn't.
All right. He's getting ripped apart on this, okay? And he's still kind of doubling down and you know, the guy's got convictions. I'll give that to him. He believes that. But, bro, you're not going to tell me that in year 2023 that people that cover the NBA, which is like – Joe, look it up. What's the percentage of African
percentage
Americans
of – yeah.
It's like 75-80%, okay? You're covering a sport like that, and you're trying to tell me that you think racism is going to motivate – like you're like who you think should win awards and stuff and thing that's absurd to me. And it's like this race baiting type conversation that's like it does no help. I think JJ Redick was absolutely right. They try to paint these narratives and these stories and try to make it sound like, you know, like people are racist when, like, in a situation like this, bro, if you're covering the NBA and like you think that because Jokic, you're voting for Jokic for MVP is because you're racist. The guy, there's a metric called PER in the NBA, okay? And it's like something about quality of point, you know, just all the numbers, right? He's right now, his PER is like 32. It's literally the highest rating in the history of the NBA any player's ever had.
player efficiency rating. Yeah.
As if everything, he's got the highest rating ever right now. Their team is in first place by like 5 games in the West that has Stephen Curry playing against him, but all these teams are being, bro, it's just I just think it's really out of bounds when ESPN like embraces these racial narratives. Whatnot, like I agree with JJ Redick, they don't exist in this part. What did you think of that, Conan?
Well, wait 1 second. Fuck, my dogs are going off again.
Yeah.
Well, your name is K Dog, so people
are like, a huge pop.
Like, you know, right? Yeah.
So, here's a problem. I think that, you know, Perkins obviously didn't come out. Now you're saying Stephen A. Smith is doubling down on this. So
Stephen A. Smith. So Stephen A. Smith is just a bystander in this conversation. This is Kendrick Perkins taking.
Perkins is doubling down. Yeah.
Right.
So obviously, as you know, Perks is an old Celtics. He played for the Celtics. I think that maybe one of the reasons that they were mad, because nobody can tell me Nowitzki didn't deserve Player of the Year, and he probably deserved it this year too. And probably the year Dirk Nowitzki won.
Djokovic this year.
Djokovic.
And the year Dirk. Yeah, the year. Bro, yeah. It's not.
Okay, but here's the thing. There is a case to be made, because as you know, I'm a huge basketball fan, that and Steve Nash, one of my favorite players of all time. Mm-hmm. But there is a case to be made that the year that Steve Nash won it, that LeBron James should have won it. And the next year.
Or Kobe. This is the year Kobe, they say, could have won it. Right.
Or Shaquille should have won it the next year. So obviously around black players who have been so used to whites, you know, getting whatever they, you know, always getting one over on them, whether it's OJ or whether it's whatever it is, you know, they're like, fuck, a brother deserved this, but a white guy got it, you know?
Right.
So maybe there's feelings that he's held on to all these years, but he's also got to understand, you know, that he should not have put Djokovic in this conversation.
Jokic.
Here's the point I'm making. Hang on, let me give you the stats, D.I., and
It isn't all about stats. It's the most valuable player.
When he brought up
the fact that he's like, oh, they weren't top 10 in scoring. Bro, this isn't the scoring leader should not be them.
Right.
PB is the most valuable player on the team.
Right.
If you don't have this player, you wouldn't be where you are.
I'm just saying the diversity stats that you asked for, D.I., 73.2% black, 16.8% white, 3.1% Latino.
But no. Here's the point I want to make. And this is where Kendrick Perkins is at.
Same in football. It's overwhelmingly black players.
And I think that the problem is, and this is where Kendrick Perkins is screwing up. It's like, dude, it's like, you know, 73% of the players are black, which means three out of four years, a black player should win the MVP. 1 out of 4, based on those percentage, if everything is equitable, we're talking about, you know, we're not just giving it the award based on color or anything, but white players and Latino players, being, you know, they're going to win a small percentage of the time.
Yeah,
which
but
they have won a small.
His argument also is why is the majority of the writers white? You know, and so that also is another thing that
the sports writers, right?
That's true.
And I would agree with him. Same thing, you know, they should have some diversity in there, not just for diversity's sake. What I don't like is, you know, let's have a token person in here to keep people happy. The most qualified person.
Like the news
if a
like
white
Fox
guy is more qualified
stuff,
than a Latino guy, then keep the white guy there. You know, the Latino guy is more qualified. He should be there.
Right. Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take 2 Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple of weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySups.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at legacysubs.com. Boom.
But right. The thing is, and the NBA is based on, nobody gets in the NBA that doesn't deserve to. They have a draft of two rounds, and there's not a lot of, the best talent in the world goes to the NBA pretty much, right?
Right.
But it's like I just said, it's like he's talking about Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, and Jokic. All the other years, you had Durant, you had Westbrook, you can't look at the numbers and sit there and say the racist is voting, the years that the white guys won. It's like the white guys are going to win every once in a while. And the years that Steve Nash won, he was the number top.
He led in assist. Yeah.
And he was the best shooter and free throw shooter. So the guy was the best shooter in the league. And he led the league in assists. It's you can argue that, but it's not we're giving it to Steve Nash because we think Kobe's a thug or LeBron. There's not that they've got it. All those guys got it on their merit. You can't look at the way they played and say it was racist that they got voted in. Kendrick Perkins is trying to. I just think he's presenting a bad argument, and it really denigrates what we watch when we watch those guys play. They were great. They deserved the MVP that year, at least top three. Maybe you could argue about who they should have beat, but those guys were no, they weren't bums. And I think that's I just really can't stand arguments like that. When they're and you say this is fact, I'm speaking facts. I'm speaking saying no, you're not really speaking facts. That's your opinion. And other people's opinions differ with yours, and now you're getting mad and
right.
Trying
because
to
you don't know what the writers were thinking. You don't know if the writers picked him because he was white. But like I said, Nowitzki, he deserved it. Mm-hmm. Jokic, I keep confusing him with the tennis player. Jokic, right. The Joker, deserves it. What a year he's had. You can throw Embiid in there. You can throw Giannis in there. You can throw Tatum in there. But this is the guy. This guy's averaging a triple-double at his size.
I think he's number two in the league in rebounds. I've seen, right. I haven't seen him a lot. Yeah. I watched him play the other night against Memphis, who's the number two team in the league.
He's unstoppable.
He was Larry Bird on steroids that game. Right. He was doing everything, dribbling, pad. So the guy's he's a great player.
Yeah, he's MVP this year again. Right.
No, if you remember, there was a controversy over Larry Bird, too, actually, back in the mid to late 80s, where Isaiah Thomas and Rodman came out and said, what, if Larry was black, he'd just be another
player.
Larry
was the best player when he won the MVP, my friend.
But let's be honest. Yeah. At that time in the 80s and stuff, in the early 90s, the country was kind of – there was racial polarization in the NBA because if the white fans liked the Celtics – and the black
fans like the Lakers.
Bro, and everything. I remember being in the military when Jerry Cooney fought Larry Holmes. All the brothers and Latinos were with Larry Holmes. All the white boys were with Jerry Cooney.
Right.
He got his ass handed to him and the whole place went nuts.
It was
same thing with music. If you listen to fucking every guy that listened to rock and roll, absolutely hated, detested rap music, hip hop. Just hated it. There was no crossover. If you were old enough to remember that, you know what I'm saying? Right. It was very split, I mean, even though there's still a lot of that, it's way less than before.
Or white people watched Family Ties and black people would watch The Cosby Show or something like that. That's just how it was.
Yeah. Right. And then plus two, the Celtics were, the Celtics had a lot of white guys, but they were really good.
Right.
That's why it's because the Celtics and the Lakers were at the top of the league. And it was every year is they're just.
But all their white players were great. McHale was great.
Yeah, right.
Larry Bird was great.
Danny
Ainge was great. Yeah. But then they also had the Chief, Robert Parrish, in the middle, who's black. Right. DJ, who's black. They had even for a while, they had Bill Walton on the team.
Sounds interesting. So we'll see, but I don't. I'd like to see it on Monday. There should be some.
I think he was absolutely wrong, and he should just say, now thinking about it, hearing, the hearing of the blowback or the reactions, I was wrong, but who knows?
Right.
But I think he was wrong.
Right.
Conan, would you like to just in the middle here before we get to the next topic, since this will we didn't have a chance to discuss it on the main show because it hadn't been announced yet. And I'm sure the listeners are going to want to hear about it. It's out there that you're going to induct Ray into the WWE. Yeah,
until WWE announces it, it's not out there.
So it's not. It's not. Okay, I got you. All right, let's go to the next thing.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I think it was Dave.
No,
he's not. No.
I don't think they're going to allow Conan to cut a promo when they hear his foul language on the podcast. Yeah. Are you going to throw F bombs out there?
Bruce Pritchard has a podcast. I'm sure he's not saying niceties all the time.
No, not really.
If you, for the Hall of Fame speech,
right?
Will you be in Iran when you deliver the speech?
1,000%.
Oh my god, it's unbelievable. So let's talk about, what did you want to talk about, Conan? You have a topic here.
Well, you brought this up a couple weeks ago and you were like, oh, well, the reason that, Putin invaded Ukraine was because they were encroaching on his territory.
Well, not exactly. Like, you know, okay, so I went in a rabbit hole on this and I've been kind of following the Ukraine stuff, but from the get-go, okay, I want to talk about like the way the media narrative has been in this. It's like, anything you hear from Russian is Russian disinformation. And a word appeared a time where our media, only like 25% of the people trust our media. So it's kind of funny to think like, okay, well we're going to believe our media in this conflict as opposed to, but like, you don't know what you're getting, right? But we do have a history of reporting from the mainstream media on Ukraine before this took place and before Russia attacked. And there's tons of clips out there, but I've got one clip here. And this guy, Jimmy Dore, and this guy was on the Young Turks or something. He's a comedian. Now everybody calls him a right winger because he's a free speech. It's one of those typical like Bill Maher type liberals. It's kind of like leans right now because the left has gotten so out there and everything. But he's been, you know, the basic liberal principles of free speech and anti-war. This guy has been for years. And we don't really see that a lot these days. Like the Democrats like have just totally like, they're full on war party now. And like, we've talked about this in the past, like how everything's flipped, you know, like how the religious right is like, you know, so something, this is right. One of the things about how very puzzling in the year 2023, where Democrats are clamoring for war and we're going like, what on earth is going on here? Right. But this guy has it's a short explanation. It's like 3 minutes, but this guy has like probably the best explanation that I heard that we could condense and explain what happened in Russia with Russian Ukraine. Go ahead.
Right.
So what people don't realize, because they're watching corporate news, is that the Ukraine war didn't start with Putin's invasion.
Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah. It started in 2014 when the CIA teamed up with the ultra-right-wing Nazis, the Azov Battalion, inside Ukraine to do what the Maidan coup, right? So that's what happened. We overthrew the democratically elected president of Ukraine because he didn't want to hook up with our economic interests, meaning NATO and the United States and Europe. He was going to be economically closer to Russia. And so they didn't want that. And so we then, the CIA, got in bed with the Nazis, overthrew the government. So now the people who live in the eastern part of Ukraine, which is the Russian-speaking Donbass, they didn't want to go along with a coup government. Mm-hmm. So what happened was that Ukraine, they wanted to break away and start their own thing. And so Ukraine government started shelling them, which is the Azov battalion, the Nazis, started shelling the Donbass people, the Russian speakers. And then they have a thing called the Minsk agreements, which is supposed to, they were supposed to stop shelling the Donbass. The Donbass was supposed to have some form of independence with their own elections. And everybody agreed to that. And Germany and France was going to enforce it, except Ukraine never stopped shelling the Donbass. In fact, they killed 14 to 16,000 Russian speakers in the Donbass from 2014 until when Putin and then they ramped up the bombing. So they don't, what people don't realize is that Ukraine and Zelensky, who ran on a peace platform, he got 71% of the vote saying that I'm going to bring peace to this and bring everybody back together. And then, of course, the Nazis and the CIA said, if you do that, we'll kill you. In fact, they even, I can quote, he said, we're going to hang him from a tree. That's what the alt-right said about Zelensky. Wow. If he does a peace deal. And that's why there hasn't been a peace deal. They were almost at a peace deal last March, but then Boris Johnson flew and said that NATO doesn't want a peace deal, and if you do, we'll kill you. And so that's why the people who haven't been negotiating have been the Ukrainians. And I don't really hold it against Zelensky because he's being threatened with his life. And we all know that they will kill him, just like they shot peaceful protesters in Maidan. That's what they did to make sure that coup happened. So what right now, that's what people don't know. So people don't know the history in the United States. So they just think one day Putin woke up and said, I'm going to invade Ukraine. That's not what happened. And by the way, the people in Crimea that Russia annexed, they want to be annexed to Russia. They can't find anybody who doesn't want to. Take a camera, go to Crimea, interview people. They all voted overwhelmingly to be part of Russia. They don't want to be part of this Ukraine bullshit that's going on. So that's the history that people don't understand. And that you can see why they would think they're like, you get a moron like Sean Penn who goes on CNN and says, we got to have more long range missiles. He's advocating for war. This guy who thinks he's a lefty is advocating for war. So that's the beauty of propaganda from the CIA. They get morons like Sean Penn to repeat it, ingest it, and then repeat it on CNN as if he's righteous and he's helping people.
Hmm. So Conan,
what up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every right. day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking – I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it, there's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of thing. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
All right. What did you get a comment?
Yeah, bro. I was going to bring up some of those same facts that he did. He's absolutely correct. And what's been happening is that, you know, for years and years and years, we've been meddling in Soviet affairs, whether it's, you know, backing separatists or backing, you know, the protesters, because we want to encircle them and be as close as we can to them in case. So they know that in any given moment, you know, if they try anything, we'll destroy them. And they've done the same shit, just like they interfered in our elections and they have spies over here. And, you know, it's going back and forth. That's why, like, when the United States found that Chinese spy balloon, it's like, bro, we spy on China all the time. You know, we always try to pretend like we're the good guy in this, but we're just as dirty as anybody else, you know. And, you know, the thing is that I'm reading a book on Lenin, which I've shown you guys, you know, various times here. And after that, I'm going to read one on Stalin because I'm just fascinated with Russian history. And bro, you know, Putin's doing the same thing that, you know, the other guys did before him, using misinformation, disinformation. Okay. Anyways, one of the big problems was about 20 something years ago, when they were bringing Germany together, the United States had promised Russia that they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't move anywhere east. Okay, this was a verbal thing that was said. James Baker even assured Gorbachev back then, and I remember this happening. I actually have a quote from James Baker, who I think was the Secretary of State. He goes, "I put the following question to Gorbachev," Baker recounted in a letter to German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. "Would you prefer to see a united Germany outside of NATO, independent with no U.S. forces? Or would you prefer a unified Germany to be tied to NATO with assurances that NATO's jurisdiction would not shift one inch eastward from its present position?" So basically, you know, he was promising the Russians that we wouldn't go eastward. But let's not get it twisted. You know, we've both done a lot of shit to each other. And Putin's a throwback to the old, you know, to the old leaders of Russia. And he wants to have that sphere of influence. All these, he's really mad that all these countries that used to be part of Russia, you know, like Georgia, like Crimea, like Ukraine, are no longer part of Mother Russia. And he wants to bring them back together. So obviously he sees the United States meddling in his business, just like we would if you were to go to Puerto Rico or Jamaica or Cuba or the Bahamas. Same, we'd do the same thing. And bro, most Ukrainians didn't even want to join NATO. The problem was in 2014-15 when they seized Crimea, and then they were, you know, and then that's when they said, fuck it, we might be next. And that's why they decided to join NATO. If you also remember, in 2008, he also went in there and he attacked Georgia, you know, and so he started a troop buildup in the Ukraine in 2021. And he kept telling everybody, if you remember, he kept telling everybody, oh no, we're not going to invade Ukraine. We're not going to invade Ukraine. And I'm thinking to myself, then why are you having troop buildups on their border? And that's exactly what he did. So, you know, he uses this old.
Was a KGB guy. I think he was the head of the KGB.
Of course. And he was stationed in Germany. Oh. So he uses this thing that Baker said that was not in writing, that we're not going to move eastward. But things change, bro. You know, countries see that these guys are invading Crimea and Georgia and Ukraine. So that's, you know, that's why other countries want to join NATO.
Well, the main trigger on this, from Putin's perspective, was that, so, you know, there's a lot of Russians that live in these two countries border each other, and the best way that I could describe, if you compared it, let's say like in Tucson, Arizona, all right, there's a lot of Mexicans there, obviously, right? Now let's say like there was a large presence of like skinheads, and the skinheads were basically just going around and round, you know, just murdering Mexicans, and like to the point. Like if nothing was happening, they weren't like the Arizona wasn't doing anything about it. At some point, because like there's a lot of ties, because there's a lot of Mexican culture there and everything. At some point, like Mexico might like come and invade to try to help their people. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of like what happened with the Azov battalion and like the Nazis. Bro, these guys are shooting Nazis. That's the most fascinating thing about this. Is they kind of have whitewashed a Nazi thing under the rug. There's a clip. That you can see, brother, Ukrainian national football team, there's a whole thing of all their fans dressed in yellow in the end zone of like behind the goal, like three sections of people all doing the Nazi salute at a game. And like these, you know, they like throw bananas at the black players and stuff and things. Bro, it's a problematic country that we've just kind
right.
of.
I'm not. You know, like I said at the beginning, yeah. I'm not saying Russia's right or even Ukraine's right or the United States right. I'm just giving you the information that I have because only the people that are there know what's really going on. But the thing is, you know, Putin. You know, he attacked Georgia. I would say 2008, 2010. I don't remember the exact year, but somewhere around there, he annexed Crimea. Okay. He instigated the separatist movement in the Donbass region, like this guy was alluding to, you know, and like when he went to Georgia, one of the things that he was saying is, and like I said, I'm a big fan of Russian history, South Ossetia, he was saying that, you know, that Georgia was committing genocide against them. So that was his excuse to do a full scale invasion of Georgia, you know? He just wants all their at the end of the day, whatever reason he makes up, because that's all he does, he makes up. They want all their territories back. They want Russia to be strong and strong again, and they don't want the United States encroaching and being all around them and surrounding them, you know, because the United States says that they're a defensive alliance, okay? They're just there to protect the others, you know, okay? And that, you know, none of what we do is directed against Russia. Well, then what other fucking country is it directed against, you know?
Well, the thing is, the president, the previous regime in 2014, that they were friendlier terms with Russia. And it's kind of like when we got them out of there and brought in like an antagonistic party, you know,
that Yelkovich guy, yeah. Here's something that's really funny. I didn't even know this. I actually wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. So Russia has land borders with 14 countries, right? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Only five of them are NATO members. They're not as surrounded as you would think.
Right.
Okay. And here's another thing that I looked up. Remember when I told you that I was talking to that Russian girl and she was telling me that
Natalia,
they use Ukraine. Yeah.
Or Natalie or Natalia.
Yeah, that, you know, that they use them for money laundering. Yeah. Right.
Well, if you remember, Conan, there was the big controversy with Biden being in bed with Ukraine before his presidency, that whole thing that Trump brought up with him.
Yeah, well,
having
his son worked
the prosecutor fired and he was going to withhold funds and
in
stuff.
In 2012, you know. I think Ukraine was like voted like the most corrupt country in the world. So ridiculous. Like there's been corruption there forever.
So what did she say, Conan? Because I'm really interested.
She said that there was money laundering. So I looked it up and I have no idea if this is true or not. But basically there's a couple articles that saying that Ukraine was funding tax money into that FTX thing. Isn't that cryptocurrency thing?
Yeah, the one that crumbled, yeah.
Who in turn donated that back to Democratic lawmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's a story. So I don't know.
Right, could be true, could be not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's difficult finding sources for this because there's no way like CNN or anything is going to report that and you don't know if Fox News reporting is accurate.
Right.
Because like we have the polarized media and if it's bad for one side, we're not going to hear the story from that side.
Here's my favorite part. This is what I love. So Ukraine goes, we never invest any funds in the FTX. Let's say that's true. But here's what I love. What did you expect them to say? You know what I'm saying? I love when people deny stuff. It's like, I didn't kill this person. I didn't do that. Justice will prevail. What do you expect people that are guilty to say?
Right.
Nobody ever admits shit until you catch them. And then even when you catch them, they're like, I was fucked over. And they double down on it.
Why would they? Because all these people working on the premise that the other side is spreading disinformation. So like, why would you, like, if you know your enemies are using misinformation, disinformation, why would you tell the truth to people if that tactic can work against you by them? You know, like unfortunately, that's what we get. The thing that I just think is fascinating about this whole thing is like, bro, we're looking at this. It's not on the news every day. They're fighting. You're hearing the numbers pile up, like the COVID numbers, you know, stuff, everything like that. The amount of money we're spending, bro, they can't get to the negotiating table to stop this and just slice everything on. Like, I mean, come on. It's like, this is like very weird that nobody is even discussing peace. And I'm like, all right, well, how many hundreds of thousands of people are going to die here? Like, it was just fine.
That's
with that,
more,
you know,
important. Right.
Yeah, right. I'm like,
yeah.
Come on. Like,
Putin, you know, says Zelensky doesn't want to negotiate, which I find hard to believe. If you negotiate peace for your people, why aren't you doing it? And then which one?
The Boris Johnson, where they were going to negotiate peace, and Boris Johnson flew over there and said, no, we're not negotiating with them.
Said, who said that? Zelensky, right?
Boris Johnson told Zelensky that there was talks of peace, okay, that they were going to sit down. But then Boris Johnson went to Ukraine to, like, I spoke for NATO, said, we're not negotiating.
Right. That's, which is yeah, weird. That's, you know, like, right. Exactly. You know, so there's more than meets the eye there that we know about, you know? And and I love when Boris Johnson said that Putin told him, hey, just so you know, my missiles can reach Britain pretty easily. You know, he's very, it's very weird when somebody is using missiles in a irresponsible manner. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's nothing to even play with, because that would just fucking end the world as we know it. Yeah. But, you know, and it's funny because, like, we've got this, we've got these missiles in Romania, right? And we say they're for defensive purposes, and Russia says that's bullshit. There's no way of knowing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like Russia and the United States.
I'm not gonna believe our press.
You know, it's there's two people that we hate that we should be negotiating with, Russia and China. Right. Now, we should be finding where we can agree on things and where we can negotiate. Let me finish. Where we can negotiate on things we don't agree on for the betterment of the world, not whose dick is bigger, not who's going to fucking flex in front of his country, you know, because Putin's very about, I got to flex all the time and I got to be a strong man. You can still be strong having peace. You know what I'm saying?
Peace through strength. And, you know, one thing that Trump was very good at is he had very good instead of having antagonistic relationships with them, he was friendly. He would put them over on TV, you know, to talk about what great leaders they were, some of them. And bro, we had peace under Trump. You know, when you're putting your adversaries over, you're talking them up, you're being friendly with them, they're not going to like initiate conflict with you. And I think that was one thing about him that I did like of his policies. Is like, bro, the world was at peace far more with under Trump, and strange as it may seem, than it was under the Biden administration. That these people just want to, like, you know, just like war, just give trillions and tanks. And I don't know. It's crazy. So,
well, what are they supposed to do if an ally is asking you for help? Not help them? Have Russia take it over. So, you know, you're kind of in a catch-22. I'm not like, I'm not a Biden fan, not a Trump fan. That was one of the, maybe the only thing I liked that Trump did. I think he was a fucking idiot. But anyways, but I thought that was great. You know, he made overtures to the North Korean guy. I love how they were sending each other love letters, you know, and he was friends with Putin. I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of him that day that Putin showed up and they asked him, hey, do you think Putin's behind the election thing? And he's like, well, he told me he didn't do it. I have no reason why he would do it. Well, all our intelligence services say that he did do it. He goes, well, I don't think that to be accurate. And I thought to myself, way to bury the intelligence service.
I'm aware that which ended up cost me the end, but that's not a bad strategy. You're publicly – like being friendly with the guy.
You're not antagonizing.
Publicly being friendly, but you don't bury your intelligence services to make him look good. Especially when we have irrefutable proof it did happen. Okay.
So in the end, just to ask you guys, we're sending all this money to Ukraine. You know, we're sending equipment and stuff now, which is basically a declaration of war. You know, it could get a lot uglier.
Declaration of war. Declaration of war, that there's a reason why he hasn't sent the jets. Once he sends the jets, it's on.
Saying that because Biden said, if I ever send equipment to them, it's World War III. But then he began sending equipment. You know, my question to you guys is.
Yeah, but he's not sending the real equipment that they need, Joe. He's still being very, he's not giving them what they actually need.
But just giving them enough to the fight last.
And billions. You know, that's the thing.
Enough to keep them.
In the fight.
Bro, the one great thing about them, they're fighters, bro. They ain't fucking cowards. They're united. They're fighters. And I don't think Russia expected that from them. They expected we're going to go in there. These motherfuckers are going to tuck tail and leave. And, bro, they've been defending themselves. And you see guys, boxers like Lomachenko, who can make millions. He goes, I'm going to go represent Ukraine. Mm. You see guys like fucking the other boxer. What are the brothers' names? Disco?
Klitschko.
Klitschko, he's there on the front lines. You know, they're a different breed. They didn't run around and tuck tail, but they're not giving them what they really need to win. You know, they want jets. They want fighter jets. You know, they're attacking him with drones while these fucking guys are sending hypersonic missiles over there.
It's so stupid. If we're not going to give him the stuff to win,
right? Why do it at all? Right.
Yeah. It's like, what are you? Right. It's like, you know, what's
the, yeah, it's kind of like,
here, guys, you're going to fight some guys that have Uzis. Here's some slingshots. See what you can do with that. You know what I'm saying? Really?
Some muskets.
You know, so I think that we need peace. What was the question? You didn't finish it.
If a guy like Sean Penn is on one side of things saying we got to send them this, we got to give them that. But then on the other side of things, you have more people leaning towards the right that say we shouldn't be assistant at all. Where do you guys stand?
I personally think we should assist them. All or nothing. If we're not going to give them all the assistance that they need, then you need to bring them to the bargaining table and negotiate a peace plan. Mm-hmm. Tell Putin, you know what? These are our allies, just like you would defend Iran or whoever the fuck you would defend Syria. You know, you defend your boys. We're defending our boys. And, they need more help and we're going to give it to them. Or let's come to the negotiating table. It's up to you. You know, I think that's my philosophy. What do you think, Disco?
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So I'm sure we'll be talking about this in the future. There's so much more we could have talked about because this is a really messy thing that, you know, it's been going on for years. But at the end of the day, bro, this is the one thing I can say. We've been fucking with each other for years and years and years in our elections, propping up leaders. The United States is always in there trying to start strife and protest. And you know, so neither Russia or the United States are the good guys here. They're both doing the same shit to each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's been our K100 Talks. If you got any comments or opinions on this, or maybe you're from Russia and you can give us some more insight, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. And thank you for your support.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.